Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Bet, Mishnah Gimel, will continue talking about the laws of a king. Met lo met, if a king's relative passes away, and they have the funeral, and they're carrying the coffin all the way to the burial, eno yotze bipetach palterin shelo. The king is not allowed to leave his palace to join the funeral. It takes away from the dignity, the honor of the king, if he's showing how sad he is in public. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im rotze latzet haramita yotze, says Rabbi Yehuda, if the king wants to release his honor momentarily and follow that coffin, he's allowed to do so. Sheken matzinu b'David, sheyatza ahar mitato shel Avner, sheneemar, v'hamelech David holech ahare hamita. We find this with David HaMelech, that he actually attended the funeral of Avner, like the Pasuk tells us, that King David walked behind the coffin. Little context, background over here. When Shaul HaMelech died, the throne was claimed by two people. Number one, the son of Shaul, Ishbosheth, and also David HaMelech, who Hashem chose to be the next king. Shaul had a general whose name was Avner, and he supported the son of Shaul, Ishbosheth, to be the next king, but later on, he left Ishbosheth and he joined David HaMelech. Yoav, who was a general of David HaMelech, he suspected Avner of being somebody who was playing a trick, of not really supporting David HaMelech, and therefore Yoav killed Avner. But David didn't want that to happen. David felt terribly sad over the death of Avner, who wanted to join him, so therefore he joined the funeral. Even though he wasn't really related to Avner, he went out there and he showed how much he cared about Avner. Avner was a tremendous Talmid Hacham, a Torah scholar, and when any Talmid Hacham passes away, everybody is considered to be a relative. So therefore, we see David HaMelech going to the funeral of Avner and showing how sad he was. But Rabbi Yehuda's proof is rejected by the Hachamim. Amrullah, the rabbis who said a king is never allowed to go to a funeral, they reject this proof. Why? Lo haya davar ela lefayeset ha'am, says the Hachamim to Rabbi Yehuda. The whole point of David HaMelech following the coffin of Avner was an exception to the rule. David HaMelech was nervous that the nation was going to think that he was involved in behind-the-scenes plotting to kill Avner, when in reality, it was only the thought of Yoav, his general, who didn't consult with David. So therefore, in order to make it shown to everybody that David HaMelech loved Avner, and he wasn't involved in his murder, he made the one-time exception to show that he was sad in public, and therefore he joined the funeral. But normally, unless it's a very out of whack situation, a king is not allowed to join the funeral of even a relative. When people give him the Seudat Havra'a, when they give him the mourner's meal after he has a relative who passes away, the whole nation, people who are with him, they sit on the ground, they want to show that they're also feeling terrible and they're grieving. But the king sits on the couch, even though he's supposed to sit on a low level because he's mourning. We said that he goes on the couch because it's honorable for him and we don't put him on a regular bench.